Hello? Oh, hey there. I'm Bird.
And I'm Red.
And we're in a band. A band called Best Friends. And we're on the radio y'all been listening to. 91.9 FM. Keep on listening. It's
KCSB. Santa Barbara, California.
Hello?
Hey, this is Emily from Lake. You're listening to KCSB 91.9
FM.
Santa Barbara.
Pretty good.
Can we hear it?
The following program could be considered objectionable to some listeners. If you are offended by profanity and strong language, or simply frank discussion, we suggest that you tune out now and rejoin us in an hour. This is KCSB FM, Santa Barbara, University of California.
You're listening to KCSB,
KCSB,
91.9, 5432 fun. And if it's pop, 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 pop music that you love, then you came to the right spot. Let's have some 5432 fun.
Hello, welcome to the show. This is 5432 fun on every Thursday at 10 p.m. Playing, usually I say that I play pop punk folk and DIY pop punk folk and electronic music. For the past 3 weeks, let me start from the beginning again, because I have to do this each week. I went on a 2-month tour around the country in a band this summer. I'm not going to talk about my band, but, I want to talk about all the bands that we played with and the places that we played at, for these 2 months. I got a handy stereo recorder, so I recorded most of the shows that we played and all the bands, most of the bands that we played with, and I'm going to be playing a song from all the bands that we've played with on the radio, and this week is part 4 of this tour recap show series thing. We started in Fresno, and we've gone all the way through to, I don't know where we were last week. Buffalo, maybe? But today we start in Providence, Rhode Island. We were to play at this place called The Sweatshop, but it just so happened that right around the corner at this... I don't remember exactly what it was called. Mars something? Was another show, so they decided to combine the shows, and it turned out to be a 9-band show in this giant warehouse space that apparently Lightning Bolt played at a week before. But anyway, there are 9 bands. We set up sort of 2 stages, one show on one stage, and the original show was on the main stage in the venue. And I have recordings of 3 of the bands that we played with, 2 of them on our stage and 1 from the other show that we combined with. We'll start with Roz Raskin, who are from Providence. I think that's the name. It's Roz Raskin and the something. I can't remember. But the show turned out to be really fun. We played with some other bands. One was called Holy Sheet that I don't have a recording of. But it was kind of a noise, kind of an art noise band. But this guy ran out wearing a sheet. And then there was this one called Lasers, and it was noise, too. It was pretty cool, but I won't play any of that tonight. But before I play, if you'd like to call in, the number's 805-893-2424. You can also check out 5432fun.org, myspace.com/5432fun, kcsb.org, blah, 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 blah. You can listen on the website, all that cool stuff. But here is Roz Raskin playing live at Mars in Providence, Rhode Island on July 28th, followed by a band called Brute Heart and a band called Ammo Joy, and I'll recap those after we play them. But yeah, call in 805-893-2424. This is KCSB. The show is 5432FUN. Thanks. Cool, yeah. So that was Ammo Joy playing live at the Mars Warehouse thing, some illegal space, I don't know, in Providence, Rhode Island. Big nine-band show. Those were three of them. Ammo Joy, Brute Heart, who are from Minneapolis, maybe? Can't remember. And then and Roz Raskin, who are from... Or Ammo Joy is from... Ohio? Somewhere? Maybe. And Roz Raskin started off tonight playing live at some warehouse space in Providence on July 28th. Let's see. Now we move to July 29th on our tour. And we're in Lunenburg, Massachusetts, playing at a place called Andrew Hall. Really, really awesome show. Lots of really positive young people there. Yeah, probably one of the best shows on the whole tour. We played with a band called Straight Angular, and who were local and or from Lowell, maybe, but I think that's pretty close, Lowell, Massachusetts. And a surprise appearance by a band from Seattle called Gurr that I'll play as well. So here is Straight Angular playing live at Andrew Hall on July 29th in Lunenburg, Massachusetts. Call in 805-893-2424. I am recapping a tour, an audio through audio recordings of bands that we played with. This is 5432 Fun here on KCSB 91.9 FM, Santa Barbara.
We'll be right back.
Cool. So that was a total dance party. After they played, this band, who we weren't on tour with and who wasn't from Massachusetts, played. It was two people from Ihi who we were on tour with, and a friend who was just happened to be in town. So they all played together on two shows, that one and the one in Providence. But this one was more fun. So here's a song by Gurr, G-R-R, from Seattle, playing live at Andrew Hall in Lunenburg, Massachusetts, July 29th. Call in 805-893-2424. This is 5432-FUN, KCSB. So that was Gurr from Seattle. Gurr, G-R-R. I think they're on the internet. If you search for Gurr, I think it's on MySpace. So the next day, July 30th, we go to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We play at the Sargent House. A good friend, Chad, lives there. He's from Santa Barbara. So it was nice to see him out there. We played in Fishtown, I guess, as a part of Philadelphia. But we played with a band called Folklore, who are really good. It's Jimmy from that band, Jimmy from Elf Power, he's in that band, and Chad played bass in that band, and other people did too. And then, let's see, and we played with a band called Hunter Gatherer, who were from Philadelphia. And they were really good too. So here's Folklore playing live at the Sargent House, July 30th in Philadelphia. Call in 805-893-2424. This is 5432FUN.
Thank you.
So that was in Philadelphia at the Sargent House on Sargent Street in Fishtown, July 30th, with Hunter Gatherer and Folklore. Next day, July 31st, we are in Brooklyn playing at a place called Death by Audio, which was one of the coolest DIY spaces I've been to. I heard a lot about this place before going there, so I was really excited to play. It was a really, really good show, probably one of the best shows of the whole entire tour. We played with the usual bands that we were on tour with, but we also played with a band called Uncle Monster Face, who I have a recording for. We played with Team Robespierre as well, but I didn't get their recording somehow. But Uncle Monster Face was kind of like an adult version. Well, I don't know if they'd like this, but an adult, like, Aquabats kind of thing. It was really fun. Here's a song. I think it's called Mashed Potato Versus Vampire or something. But it was a really fun show. Death by Audio on July 31st in Brooklyn. Here's Uncle Monster Face. Call in 805-893-2424.
Some millenniums ago, an ancient battle.
So they brought out in the audience someone dressed up as a mashed potato, whatever you think that might look like, and someone dressed up as a vampire, and they sort of fought. There were also giant inflatable, like dragons and airplanes and things being tossed around, very much like an Aquabat show if you've ever been to one. Who are actually playing at the Santa Barbara Bowl on October 12th, and I'm not going to really say anything about that because it's with Blink-182, and it's kind of dumb that it's at such a big space, but I'm trying to get in for free somehow. Don't tell them. Anyway, let's see. So that was Uncle Monster Face at Death Pie Audio in Brooklyn, July 31st. The next day, August 1st, we go back to Pennsylvania, and what should have taken a 2.5-hour drive took about 5 hours with traffic. So we got there really late. We missed the first two bands, or the two local bands, which was a real bummer because we really wanted to see these bands. But we got them to play acoustic sets afterwards, just short acoustic sets afterwards on the steps of the Haverford Free Library in Havertown, Pennsylvania. Or the Havertown Free Library in Haverford, Pennsylvania. I can't remember. I think it's the first one. But that was August 1st. We played with Factors of Four and Failed Attempts at Facial Hair. So here are two acoustic songs from them outside on the steps. It's kind of windy, so you'll be able to hear that too. But August 1st at the Haverford Free Library, here's Factors of Four and Failed Attempts at Facial Hair.
Thank you. Sometimes I can't get over the stupid things I say, but I'm so glad that you can. But I'm growing ever more worried that you might figure out what an asshole I really am. But you say that you like my sideburns and you don't mind having me around. I hope I never forget the way that sounds. Gain layers of clothes and some perspective. Watch the leaves at the top of the pool. Visible heat lost its luster. Got a few more hours before we leave for school. So I sink to the bottom. Let the air out so I'll stay down. Lungs full of chlorine, I drown. Thank
you. Failed attempts at facial hair and factors of four outside of the Haverford Free Library in Havertown, Pennsylvania on August 1st. We got there too late for their normal sets, so we tricked them into playing a few songs acoustic outside, and it was really good. The next day, August 2nd, that night we stayed in Philadelphia at the Emotron and Moe's Giganticus's house. Giganticus? Moe's Giganticus. At their house in Philadelphia. And I was trying to get them to play something acoustic that I could record. But if you've ever heard these bands, it's kind of like loud and not acoustic. And not even on guitar or, you know, instruments. Sometimes, except for electronics or computer programming, but I was able to get the Emotron to play some songs, and we went up to the third floor of their house in this little kind of nook closet area and recorded some songs, and here's one of them. This is the Emotron playing in the morning at his house on August 2nd. Yeah, call in 805-893-2424. This is 5432FUN, recapping a tour that we went on this summer. KCSB.
Section of my brain can comprehend me playing right-handed guitar when I'm actually left-handed. That's why I keep fucking up. I'm left-handed playing a right-handed guitar. What the fuck?
Let's start a band and call it Queezer. We'll do Queen songs in the style of Weezer. College kids will dig that shit, and maybe we can finally make some money. Let's start a band to pay our bills. Let's start a band and call it Ronnie James Devo. We'll do Dio songs in the style of Devo. Metal kids will love it. The Devo fans will too. Let's start a band. Let's start a band. Let's start a band and get $80 haircuts. Let's start a
band.
The name I have.
X-Men. Not like the comic book, like the X-M-E-N. The arc that kids will fucking love us. Let's start a band and I'll do donkey vocals. If you learn to play the drums, modern rock, we'll sell out arenas down to town. Metallica, you're going down. Because Matt and I have started a band.
Okay, so that was a funny recording session we had in this tiny little room on the third floor of their house in Philadelphia. But yeah, if you check out the Emotron, you'll see that his normal songs and recordings are very different than that. So it was very nice of him to experiment like that with us for the radio show. Okay, one more town tonight, and then we'll go on to part five next week. So August 2nd that night, we go to Baltimore, Maryland. We play at the Charm City Art Space, which is a really cool space. We play with a band called The Men, who's like a hardcore band. I didn't record it, but it was really good. They were on tour as well, but we played with a band from DC called Foozle, which is a pretty young, like, pop punk band, and they were really good. So here I'm going to play Foozle, and then I'll be back next week with part five of this tour recap series. Hopefully we'll finish it soon. We'll be in Richmond, Virginia. Actually, we're not that far. We're a little over halfway. So we'll have a few more of these shows left. But here's Foozle. Call in 805-893-2424 if you have any questions about anything I've played, or the tour, or the bands, or whatever. You can also go to myspace.com/5432fun for a complete playlist of the show and recordings and such. You are listening to 5432fun. This is KCSB 91.9 FM in Santa Barbara. And, yeah, I'll be back next week. Here's Foozle.